Mental Health Podcast. Please note, these episodes deal with topics that some listeners may find distressing. For suggested contacts, please see the show notes on our Facebook page after this episode.
Where it's an individually based issue, really you need to target each person and helping them on a one-to-one basis. You're going to have different routes to getting better for individual people. But to solve the problem on a national level, we need to make generalizations as well, because otherwise we can't hope to ever make people understand, because there's hundreds of thousands of people and they all need to be treated differently, which is why it's a very difficult thing. But I guess the generalization we can do is just talk about it more. Don't be afraid to talk about everything. That is the one step we can take to making things better. And understanding that just because an issue is complex and differs for individuals doesn't make it that scary. Take coronavirus, for instance. If two people that were perfectly healthy got COVID-19, one of them could just have a cough, one person could die of respiratory issues. It's the same illness, but it affects them vastly differently. And we understand that that can happen, but we still respect that coronavirus is a big problem and a real thing as it is. But it's exactly the same with something like depression or anxiety or any other mental health issue. Just because it affects one person in one way doesn't mean it'll affect another person the same way. And further to that, I think it's important to recognize that with solutions and cures as well, because I see a lot of people with the best intentions putting forward their own or other people's anecdotal experience about what made them feel better. So, oh, I was depressed and I did this and it cured my depression. So that's what you people should do. Stop complaining about it or stop writing about it and do this because this is the solution. There isn't one solution, and we need to be mindful that what works for one person might not work for another. So it's just all about being as open-minded as possible.
Yeah, I think being open and having your own sense of mindfulness is really going to be key. I mean, I'll admit there have been times in the past where, say, I've had a friend with a cold and they've been really poorly with it, or they've taken the day off, and I've just thought, take a Lemsip. That's what I'd do. But it's really important in that moment to just reflect and remember everything is felt differently by people. As you said, because it is one way for one person, it isn't that way for everyone. And I think that's going to be key in changing attitudes and giving people a more sympathetic attitude towards mental health.
That is exactly the thing that needs to be promoted, that sympathetic attitude. Whereas for the longest time now, there's been a stigma attached to all of it. And it is understandable, the stigma, because depressed people, anxious people, people who are addicts and stuff, a lot of the time, they're not very pleasant to be around or to deal with or to try and help, because it's not fun to interact with people who are depressed because it's depressing. But I think it's important to recognize now that it's okay to be frustrated with people who are in this state and recognize that it takes a great deal of work. But you can't hold it against the people who suffer from those things either. There's a difference between accepting that you're frustrated trying to help this person, or say you're an employer and they're needing time off because of mental health related things. It's okay to be frustrated because that affects your business or your life, but you can't blame them for it because it's something that's happening to them. And I think that's an important distinction, which comes with, like you said, the sympathetic attitude rather than just throwing blame at someone for something they're suffering from just because it's easier, because they're the only person there. There is really no one to blame for an illness. It's just something you have to deal with.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. And, you know, it is easy to blame. It's easy to be frustrated. They're very human emotions. And I think also people need to not feel guilty that they're frustrated. You know, we all get frustrated at things, but you're right, it's that distinction that's important, I think. And that's going to help in the fight against stigma and getting people talking about it, because that's really what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest hurdle to get over. The fear of talking about it to people that suffer, and the fear of having experienced something and talking about it yourself. As a man, for instance, it's very often not talked about, because it's, and a lot of the time it's harder for men to talk about their feelings, and you're seen as sort of weaker or something in a sort of masculine mind frame, which is personally not anything that ever affected me. The only reason I would never talk about anything would just be, I'm not sure, it's hard to think of now, not wanting to burden others. I guess this is actually probably the same thing that a lot of men have issues with. You don't want to put your problems onto somebody else. You just are expected to deal with it yourself and not trouble other people. So it's very hard to talk about in that sense. When, if you're mindful, which is a good term you used before, mindfulness, you take a step back and look at it from an outside perspective. These people care about you, and the fact that you feel so depressed, or the fact that you're isolating from them because you don't want to bother them, that is affecting them already. You're making it their problem because they care about you in the first place. So being open and talking about it helps both parties. It helps your friends and family to understand, and you can both work together towards making yourself better at that stage. But it's a hard hurdle to jump over in your mind when you're in that state of not wanting to trouble anyone else. And then you start doing mental gymnastics to come up with your own solution. It never ends well.
Yeah. And you touched upon there sort of the issues around mental health and dealing with it from a man's perspective. And I think we could do a whole episode on that in itself. You know, statistically, more men commit suicide than women. And it's a big problem in its own right, and it deserves its own sort of area of exploration. For anyone listening that would like more information on sort of that side of things, very recently Roman Kemp did a really good documentary on mental health from the male perspective. It's on iPlayer on BBC3. It's really good. So yeah, I highly recommend that. It encourages conversation, and it basically says we need to start talking about this, otherwise attitudes won't change. I believe it's called Our Silent Emergency, but I will double check that, and it will be part of our show notes that go on the Facebook page after this episode.
That's really the key to all of this, I think. Just attitudes need to change. I think 2021, the state of the world at the moment, we've noticed in a lot of areas that attitudes are desperately in need of changing about a lot of different things. And hopefully that we are now at a turning point of sorts where that can start to happen. And it's certainly a big deal in this area.
Yeah, I mean, as we've touched on, you know, it is such a shame that it has taken something like a pandemic to get people talking about this. At least we are talking about it. And it's a really nice idea that this could be the turning point. But it's going to take a lot of people. It isn't just one voice, one campaign, one organisation, or one silly little podcast on the Isle of Wight. It's going to take a lot of voices. It's going to take waves. We need to start making waves.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to start somewhere. And if these waves start being made, it can have such a massive impact beyond even just to each person on an individual basis. If the issue is brought to the forefront, it's made clearer among everyone how widespread of an issue this is, how many people need help, then that will help medicine and therapy and everything. It will help progress things so that we are better able to tackle these issues, to help people get better. There'll be more resources available. There'll be more options for treatments and whatnot. There will just be, it all starts with more awareness and more openness. That kind of admitting that there is a problem is the first step, and then everything gets easier from there. It was not something I was planning on saying, but it just kind of fit there, so I'll throw it in.
Yeah, and there's some really key things there that I really hope people take away from this episode, and I hope they take away from all episodes, but that's openness, mindfulness, having the conversations, and as you said, admitting there is a problem is the first step. And I think on that beautifully cliche and yet appropriate note, we are almost at time. So thank you again, Michael, for chatting with me today. And thank you for being our guinea pig for our first ever episode. As one of my oldest friends, I do trust you implicitly, so I am very grateful. And Michael is one of many people that have been instrumental in giving me the confidence to set this up. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. And I'm really excited for you and this project. Hopefully there'll be a lot of people that will get to talk about things that otherwise they wouldn't be able to. And yeah, once again, kudos for putting all this together. It's going to be awesome.
If you have been affected by any of the topics covered in today's podcast, please see our show notes on our Facebook page for our suggested contacts. If you're interested in talking on our podcast, please get in touch through the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Stay safe, you wonderful people.